Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, do you like going to the zoo?
I do, but I haven't gone to the zoo for a long time. What about you? Do you like going to the zoo?
I actually do sometimes. I know, like, you know, it's kind of, people might look at us and think, oh, you guys are old. Like, what are you guys doing at the zoo? But hey, come on. The zoos are fun. I mean, I like animals. What animal or animals do you usually want to see when you go to the zoo?
Definitely penguins. I like watching them swim.
And they're so silly looking sometimes.
But I think they look so comfy in the water.
I know. I really want to pet a penguin.
Yeah.
There's another animal I want to see.
Which
one? The capybara.
What is it?
It's the... Oh, I forgot what the Chinese name is, but it's the... It's like... It's one you can see in Japan and... They were taking like a hot spring bath once, and they look kind of silly. It looks like a really, really big rodent.
Okay. I don't really like rodents.
But they're really cute because they look kind of like dumb. So they're kind of dumb looking, and that's kind of why I like them. They're really cute. So today we're going to actually look at an article about going to the zoo. So let's take a look.
We're going to the zoo. How about you?
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to talk about some words you can see at a zoo.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Visitor center, cage, aquarium, zookeeper, enclosure, sign, ticket booth, gift shop.
Yay, we're at the zoo.
First,We need to buy tickets at the ticket booth.
A few minutes later...
Okay, I got our tickets. Where shall we go first?
I want to see the penguins.
I'd like to see the fish and the aquarium.
Let's look at the map on the sign.
The penguins are quite far away.
How about seeing the lions?
It's almost feeding time. Let's do that.
That sounds like fun. Where do we go?
Down there and turn left.
Lots of people are heading there already.
Let's hurry so we can get a good view.
Word power!
Zoo. I went to the zoo with my dad last weekend and saw a lot of animals. Map. Where is Dihua Street?I can't find it on the map. Where is Dihua Street? I can't find it on the map. Already. You can't sit here. Someone already took the seat. You can't sit here. Someone already took the seat. Hurried. We need to hurry. The bus will leave in 5 minutes. We need to hurry. The bus will leave in 5 minutes. All right, so let's take a look at our conversation. We have Anna. She says, yay, we're at the zoo. So they're at the zoo already. They're inside of the zoo.
Anna 先说啦耶、yeah, 我们在动物园了所以他们已经抵达目的地动物园接下来要去看动物了。
Yay! And then we're going to take a look at our first word, power word, the word zoo. It's spelled Z-O-O. Now, a zoo is a place where, many animals are kept, and this means that people can go visit and look at them. So mostly in zoos, we will see animals like lions, monkeys, zebras, elephants, and stuff like that. And usually it's meant to, you know, let people see, okay, look, there's so many different kinds of animals in the wild, and here, take a look. There's another place that you can go to look at animals, but these animals that you see are mostly sea or water animals, and that place is called an aquarium. Okay, aquarium is spelled A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-M. Okay, aquarium. So an aquarium and zoo are two different places, and you'll see two different kinds of animals. But let's take a look at our sample sentence for the word zoo. I went to the zoo with my dad last weekend and saw a lot of animals. I went to the zoo with my dad last weekend and saw a lot of animals.
Zoo 就是动物园啦。那例句说啊，我上个周末和我爸爸一起去动物园，看到了好多动物。那刚 Tiffany 提到的 aquarium 就是水族馆。在 aquarium 里面呢，我们可以看到 marine animals， 也就是海洋生物。
Do you like going to the zoo or the aquarium more?
Maybe the zoo. What about you?
Oh, I like both, but I think I like aquariums a little more because, I don't know, it's a very calming place. And I like to see, you know, like, okay, the penguins, or if there's a dolphin, or if there's a whale. I like seeing jellyfish.
Jellyfish, 水母.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of cute.
Yeah, there's something calming about seeing jellyfish. I don't know why. Anyway.
Maybe you like to see them floating.
Maybe, I think so. It makes me feel like, oh, I wish I could swim in there too. But not get stung.
With them, you'll get
stung. Not with the jellyfish. Maybe with dolphins.
Yeah, that would be
more,
cool.
They seem more gentle.
Yes, they are.
All right, so let's continue reading. Liam says, first, we need to buy tickets at the ticket booth.
Liam 这边就说了，首先呢，我们需要在售票亭买票。
Mm-hmm. And then we can see in the article, you know, a few minutes later, Anna says, okay, I got our tickets. Where shall we go first?
所以呢，几分钟之后 ，Anna 就说了：“我买到票了，我们应该先去哪里呢？”
Liam says, okay, I think we're going to follow Liam. He says, I want to see the penguins. And of course, a penguin, okay, Elsie mentioned this earlier. She says this is one of her favorite animals, and this is something that she wants to see. A penguin is just a really, really cute bird that has, like, you know, black and white feathers, and it lives in really cold places. And usually, penguins, it looks like they're wearing something called a tuxedo. Now, what's really funny is, I don't know if you've heard this news before, but then I remember I saw something on the news about, like, someone called the animal agency or whatever, and they reported that there was a penguin in the wild. But
what?
It turned out that it was not a penguin, it was just a normal bird that looked nothing really like a penguin. It's really funny.
所以他们把企鹅，哦，把鸟认成企鹅。
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Right?
Yeah. So it was a news that happened a while ago. So I just want people to, I just want to let you guys know, Taiwan does not have penguins that naturally live in the wild. You will see penguins in the zoo. So don't worry if you see something that looks like a penguin. It's probably not.
没错，我们是没有野生企鹅的。好了，那这边男生 Liam 想要看企鹅。What about Anna?
Okay, Anna says, I'd like to see the fish in the aquarium.
哦，两个人想看的东西不太一样哦。Anna 说啊，我想看水族馆里面的鱼。想做某件事情呢，你可以说啊 ，I would like to do something。那主词跟 would 是可以缩写的，所以 I would 就会变成 I'd，I apostrophe D。那如果你想要问别人想要做什么事情，你可以说 What would you like to do？What would you like to do? So, Tiffany, what would you like to see first when you are at the zoo?
That's a really tough question. I actually would check the map first and see how I can plan my day.
你会先看地图。
So, I think one of the animals that I really, really want to see first are usually, like, the animals we can see in Africa, like the lions and the elephants.
Oh, 你喜欢看狮子大象那些的。Okay.
Yeah. All right, so next, Liam says, let's look at the map on the sign.
我们来看标志上面的地图吧。Let's do something. 这句话呢是在跟对方提议你们可以一起做的事情。For example, let's watch a movie. 我们来看一个电影吧。Let's have a picnic. 我们来野餐吧。或者是呢 let's go to the gym. 我们去健身房吧。那这里啊Liam 提议先看看地图。那我们这边呢先进到 Magic Box, 听讲师讲解 Let's do something 的用法。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
好的，大家好，我是星座专家唐奇阳。夏天到了，暑假到了，天气热了，大家的心情想必也浮躁了起来。但是呢我们要特别提醒咯，面对问题呢还是要冷静沉着应对咯。到底哪些星座的朋友呢容易因为天气暴冲呢？Let's take a look, 我们一起来看一下咯。一起走，一起看，一起做什么事情，我们呢就可以使用 that 这个动词来表示。 that 这个动词呢它就有让的意思，例如呢我们很常听到的 let it go, let it go, 让它去吧。 OK, 这边呢 let it go, 让它去， that 就是让的意思。所以呢注意到了我们 let 的用法，让谁做什么事情，我们呢是 that 加上受词呢再加上原形动词了。比方说呢我们讲Let it go, go 呢我们要加上原形动词让它走吧。那么呢马上要进入今天的重点咯，我们呢要邀请别人一起做什么事情，我们呢就可以用 that, 也就是呢 that, L-E-T, that, 加上一撇加上 S, 后面呢我们一样是加上原形动词。例如呢我们开头说的 let's take a look, let's take a look, 我们呢一起来看一下吧。 OK, 这个呢就是我们一起来，我们一起做什么事情用 that 开头的一个用法。哦，原来呀牡羊座的朋友呢要特别注意咯，即使天气炎热也要保持沉着冷静来面对所有事情，才不会一不小心砸锅咯。所以呢 that 到底是什么意思呢？那个 EPS 难道是 be 动词的意思吗？对哦，不对哦。 That 的这个 EPS 呢原来哦这个呢它是把 let us 给连在一起了，让我们一起 let us, OK, 连在一起就变成 let's。 所以呢我们刚刚说的 let's take a look, 其实呢它本来的句子应该是 let us take a look, let us take a look, 让我们一起看。所以呢我们呢就可以把 let us 缩写就变成了 let's, 是一样的意思咯。我们再举一个例子咯，每到夏天，嘿，相信呢不管是什么星座的朋友都喜欢去海边玩，一起去海边吧。 Let's go to the beach, let's go to the beach, 一起去海边吧。一起用 let's 开头造句就是这么简单咯。但是呢还是要考你一下咯，去海边我们要做什么事情呢？去海边呢当然是要游泳啊，我最爱游泳了，那邀请朋友一起去游泳怎么说呢？没有错，我们用 let's 开头， let's go swimming, 我们一起去游泳吧。 let's 开头一起做什么事情就是这么简单。各位朋友天气热了更别忘了心情要放轻松哦。
Let's go to the gym together one day, Elsie.
Okay.
Okay. I need to get in shape with you.
Me too.
All right. So let's take a look at our word power that we saw earlier. We saw the word map. Map is spelled M-A-P. And a map is a noun. It's a picture or a chart that shows where things are. So if we have a map of a city, it shows us things like, okay, where the streets are, where the rivers are, where the mountains are, things like that. And a map helps you with finding directions and where you want to go. For example, we can say, where is Dihua Street? I can't find it on the map. Where is Dihua Street? I can't find it on the map.
Map 是地图，例句说啊，迪化街在哪里？我在地图上找不到。那在地图上我们说 on the map。
Next, Anna says, the penguins are quite far away. Because remember, Liam wants to see the penguins first.
哦，所以呢 ，Anna 这边说了，企鹅们还蛮远的耶，因为他们看了地图，然后发现企鹅距离他们是遥远的。
Mm-hmm.
那到底要先去看哪一种动物呢
？Okay, well, Liam says, how about seeing the lions?
那要不要先看狮子呢
？Anna says it's almost feeding time. Let's do that.
哦，原来是几乎要到喂食时间了 ，feeding time. 那 Anna 就说，那我们就去看狮子吧。I like watch the animals being fed at the zoo, especially penguins.
Me too. I like watching them eating stuff. I don't know. There's something really silly about watching penguins eating food, especially.
They're cute.
They're super cute. Next, Liam says, that sounds like fun. Where do we go?
接下来呢？男生就说啦，那听起来好像很有趣哦，那我们要往哪边走
？Anna says, down there and turn left.
从那边往下走，然后左转。
Mm-hmm. And then next, Liam says, lots of people are heading there already.
Oh. 好多人都已经在往那边去了。我们这边看到 head 这个字 ,H-E-A-D, 不当名词头来解释哦，它当的是动词。那 head to 后面加上地点代表的是前往某处。不过在对话中呢，我们直接说 heading there。there 前面呢是不必加上 to 的。那这边呢，如果你想要问别人你要去哪里，你可以造这个问句 ,where are you heading to?So Tiffany, where are you heading to after work?
I'm heading home.
You're heading home. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm heading home.
I'm heading home to lay down on my couch, watch TV, and...use my phone.
Just relax.
To relax, that's right. All right, so we see that they're going to see the lions first because it's almost feeding time. So Liam says that lots of people are heading there already. Now, already is our word power word. It's spelled A-L-R-E-A-D-Y, already. So it's only one L. It's an adverb and it means before this time or before something that happens now. So let's say your mom tells you to finish your homework before dinner. However, you finished it at school. You can tell your mom, I did my homework already, or I already did my homework, meaning you finished it before the time, so you don't have to do it now.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, you can't sit here. Someone already took the seat. You can't sit here. Someone already took the seat.
Already 这个副词呢代表的是已经。那我们的例句说啊，你不能坐在这儿，有人已经占了这个座位了。And now we have already come to the last line of today's article.
That's right. And Anna says, let's hurry so we can get a good view. Because there's a lot of people going there now. They want to get a really good view. Now, a view is the thing or things you can see from a particular place. So, it can be things like natural scenery. It can also be things like, you know, that they want to see the view of the lions being fed. So, those things are called view. If, for example, if you're at a hotel and your room faces the ocean, you can say we have a great view of the ocean from this room.
View 这个字呢是景象、视野。那我们可以用 good, great, beautiful, amazing 这类的形容词来形容你眼前的 view 是很好、很棒的。Anna 这边说到 ,let's hurry, 不然我们就没有好的位置来看狮子喂食秀了。
So she says, hurry, let's hurry. Hurry is spelled H-U-R-R-Y, hurry. Hurry here is used as a verb, and it means to move, act, or go, or do something quickly. So if you're late for school, what do you have to do? You have to hurry.
Hurry.
It means you need to quickly get ready and leave the house. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, we need to hurry.The bus will leave in 5 minutes. We need to hurry. The bus will leave in 5 minutes.
所以 hurry 这个动词呢是加速赶快的意思。那例句提到了呢我们必须要赶快一些哦不然呢公车就要在5分钟之后离开了。So now they need to hurry or they might not be able to see the lions clearly.
That's right. So they have to hurry, get a good spot to enjoy the view. All right. So we don't need to hurry because now we need to go to our review time and we will take a look at this together. So we'll be right back.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so our review time for today, we're going to fill in the blanks. So we're going to give you guys sentences, and you have to guess what word goes in the blanks. All right? So the first one, okay. I woke up too late for work, so now I have to blank.
你早上起来太晚了，所以你要赶快、mm-hmm. 你要赶紧 You
yeah,
need to hurry.
I'll be late. That's right. I need to hurry or else I'll be late. Okay.
Okay, I'll give you one, two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I am, and I don't have a blank.
Uh-oh.
So I might need to ask somebody for directions.
Okay, so you're lost, but you don't have this thing. I know. You don't have a map. That's why you're lost.
Right, I don't have a map. 我没有地图。
Uh-oh, so we need to ask for directions.
Yes.
Okay, this one is... Okay, I'm not hungry right now because I blank ate earlier.
你现在不饿因为你已经吃过饭了、
mm-hmm.
已经这个副词 already.
That's right.
Okay, and this one, the last one, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like to see penguins at the blank.
Oh.
They're really cute.
Okay, there's only one place that we can see penguins.
In and Taiwan.
It, and、yeah. it's in the wild. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We can only see penguins in the zoo.
Zoo.
Not in the wild. In the zoo, that's right.
野外是看不到的。
Yeah, we can see other animals in the zoo as well, like、
yeah.
lions, elephants, giraffes. But we don't see these animals in the wild. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick to day two because we're going to also continue to see what else Anna and Liam will do at the zoo. So that's all the time that we have for now. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to the zoo. How about you?
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to talk about some words you can see at a zoo.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Visitor Center, cage, aquarium, zookeeper, enclosure, sign, ticket booth, gift shop.
Yay! We're at the zoo!
First, we need to buy tickets at the ticket booth.
A few minutes later...
Okay, I got our tickets. Where shall we go first?
I want to see the penguins.
I'd like to see the fish and the aquarium.
Let's look at the map on the sign.
The penguins are quite far away.
How about seeing the lions?
It's almost feeding time. Let's do that.
That sounds like fun. Where do we go?
Down there and turn left.
Lots of people are heading there already.
Let's hurry so we can get a good view.
Zoo. Zoo. I went to the zoo with my dad last weekend and saw a lot of animals. I went to the zoo with my dad last weekend and saw a lot of animals. Map. Map. Where is Dihua Street? I can't find it on the map. Where is Dihua Street? I can't find it on the map. Already. Already. You can't sit here. Someone already took the seat. You can't sit here. Someone already took the seat. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry, hurried, hurried. We need to hurry. The bus will leave in 5 minutes. We need to hurry. The bus will leave in 5 minutes.